Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Koosman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Koosman. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Santo reaches second base with a double. Beckert goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 0. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Agee strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Clendenin hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Callison hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hyatt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 0. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jones strikes out. 1 out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Foy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kessinger is 0-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive towards first. Clendenin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Beckert is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams is 0-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Koosman is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Koosman is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Agee is 0-1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Marshall now playing right field. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Santo is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hickman is 0-1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pepitone is 0-1 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Harrelson is 0-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Marshall hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clendenin is 0-1 in the game. Clendenin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Callison is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hyatt is 0-1 in the game. Hyatt takes first base on ball 4. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jenkins is 0-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Jenkins reaches second base with a double. Hyatt moves to third. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger is walked intentionally. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Hyatt scores. Jenkins moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. 1 out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive towards third. Foy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Jerry Koosman. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell strikes out. 2 outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Callison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Callison reaches second base with a double. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin fields the ball and throws to McGraw covering. Safe. Callison moves to third. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jenkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy has Callison trapped. There's the throw to Grote and back to Harrelson, who tags Callison for the out. Hyatt moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Hyatt scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison, who is chasing the ball. Harrelson reaches third base with a triple. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall is called out on strikes. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin fields the ball and throws to McGraw covering. Safe. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garrett moves to second. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garrett scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Art Shamsky pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grote moves to second. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hyatt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Hyatt reaches second base with a double. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jenkins bunts in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. Hyatt moves to third. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hyatt scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kessinger tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-3 in the game. Clendenin hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.